Gil, we had a packed sanctuary here at First United Methodist Church tonight.
That's right.
We heard from Jim Hightower. We heard from Cardinal Turkson.
Yes.
Describe a little bit of what we experienced and why we gathered.
The reason for the gathering here is the very deep concern about the GMO, genetically modified organisms, whether it's seeds or a whole broad variety of things that are being done, modification of animals, their DNA, all of that kind of thing, without knowing where it's going, and in the process, destroying the genes, the kind of thing that's the opposite of what's being done by people who are seed savers. And if people want to get an idea of that, just talk to them about what's happened to the tomato. You used to be able to just love tomatoes. But if you don't find a farmer's market that's growing them homegrown organically, you end up with these plastic things. And that's one that most people know about. But there's endless, endless products that are being modified. And they're really being modified, not to feed the world, but to fill the pockets of those who are involved in that process. I wanted to say tonight, I was talking with, along with others, to the cardinal, and I forgot to say what I meant to say at the end, that genetically modified organisms are not manna from heaven. They're not a gift from God. They're more like Agent Orange. They poison the soil. They poison the body. They poison the soul. They destroy community. We need to test the spirits. We need to try to determine where does the money go? And what is it doing to the people? And that's what this is all about. And a lot of different groups and a fairly fast-growing organization that's bringing people to recognize what's happening to their food and their way of life. Agribusiness instead of agriculture. The culture's going, and so on.
Cardinal Turkson made an intentional choice to be here.
Yes.
Among many of his invitations to bring him to Des Moines. Did you have a chance to talk about that earlier in your,
yes,
your meetings
we did.
With him?
There were nine of us that met with him for an hour ahead of time. And I was delighted to see that none of us were duplicating what others said. We hadn't divided up topics ahead. It just happened. And I think it was good. And then he responded to us. And he told us that his approach in his position at the Vatican will be dialogue. He'll try to get people around the table over a period of time who can come to know one another personally and then try to deal with this kind of question. I think that's worth doing. But I think it can't come too soon, and it likely will come too late. The decisions are being made. What I said there was that what is happening in the world in this respect with GMOs is that the free trade movement, in quotes, manages to worm its way in, and once it's in, or if it doesn't get in, it will sue you in court for an infringement on free trade. And they'll do that with individuals, and they'll do that with groups, they'll do that with nations. They have tremendous power. So the thing is to stop them before they get the foot in the door and know what you're dealing with.
Jim Hightower from Texas brought his wonderful Texas humor to the conversation tonight.
Yes, he's good.
He described a button that he saw, saying something to the effect of wearing a button is not enough. Now, there's something that will follow this full sanctuary gathering this evening.
That's right. There will be a protest tomorrow night at the presentation at the Capitol. And on the east side of the Capitol, people will be demonstrating with signs and with slogans, buttons, of course, but basically trying to make clear that while they're inside talking to the people with the money and the power, they don't represent the common people. Their decisions are made behind closed doors, not asking, not wanting the opinion of the people. So, once again, it's that kind of way of dealing with the world.
And what's next for the group that was represented by diverse aspects of a coalition here tonight?
I don't know beyond the things that are planned for this. Jim Hightower has his publications that are available, and they're a very good thing to get started learning. And then Citizens for Community Improvement here in Des Moines is a very good group who's been working on this for a very long time, opposing the hog confinements, the kinds of things that are turning agriculture into agribusiness to the detriment of the people and the animals, obviously.
One last question. This is a huge issue with a lot of power, at least on one side.
Right.
And a call to raise up power from the voices of the people.
That's right.
Is there any hope in any of this?
I think there is. We've seen, for instance, on the hog confinements, they have the deck stacked against us. But on a number of occasions, we have managed to win by organizing the people and finding out from the beginning and going to work on it and reaching out to other folks to join us. And they know some things we don't know. And with the participation of others who know things that we don't know, it becomes a much more powerful movement. They can speak to the newspapers, radio. They can speak in their organizations. It spreads fast. It's the kind of thing that I think Jesus talked about. Grain of mustard seed has a way of getting around, and it grows quickly. It becomes a mass movement. And I think that's what we need to be about.